You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. The Indian Navy has built a security web around India's coasts. This after a drone attack on a chemical tanker off Gujarat coast. Perhaps the first attack near India's shores related to the Israel-Hamas war. Hindustan Times' Shishir Gupta has accessed inside information of what investigators are finding as they look into the fire that hit the merchant vessel. On December 21st, a commercial ship came under attack just 217 nautical miles off the coast of Gujarat. 217 nautical miles is around 400 kilometers. Now, the Indian Navy and Coast Guard immediately swung into action, reached the ship to provide help. It was a chemical tanker named MV Chem Pluto, sailing under the flag of Liberia. The aerial attack on the ship had caused a fire to erupt. But thankfully, there were no casualties. Indian security personnel collected evidence from the scene. MV Chem Pluto was then escorted to Mumbai by an Indian Coast Guard ship. Now, the debris collected from the ship was sent to the Central Forensic Science Lab in Pune. And while the full result is still a few days away, Hindustan Times has learned what the initial probe has found. The smoking gun is what appears to be parts of the outer wings of an attack drone. They are burnt nearly to a crisp, but Indian investigators think that they belong to a Shahid 136 drone. Now, the Shahid 136 is a loitering munition or a suicide drone made by Iran. It gained notoriety after allegedly being used against Ukraine by Russia. The Shahid 136 is based on a Russian drone, has a range of around 2,500 kilometers and can carry a bomb of up to 50 kilograms. Interestingly, the Indian Navy had spotted two Iranian ships in the area when MV Chem Pluto was attacked. These two ships, called MV Saviz and MV Artenos, were just 180 and 500 kilometers from the MV Chem Pluto, well within the flying range of a Shahid 136. Now, Indian Navy personnel had approached these two Iranian ships and even boarded them to investigate. But nothing incriminating was found. The possibility that the attack was carried out by Iran itself and not its proxies like the Houthis was first floated by America. A day after the ship attack, the US military had claimed that the drone was launched from Iran. The Iranian government called the allegations, quote-unquote, worthless. Tehran had said that America was trying to distract public attention from its support of Israeli crimes in Gaza. Now, after India's impartial probe, Iran's defense seems a little flimsy. But what happens next is unclear. India's defense minister on December 26 said that India will find the attackers even from the depths of the sea and take strict action against them. But would India risk getting involved, even indirectly, in the Israel-Hamas war? The conflict is already getting more complicated by the day because of the involvement of many non-state actors. Even today, the Houthis of Yemen are virtually holding global maritime trade at ransom with their attacks on ships in the Red Sea. If and when the investigation report is made public, all eyes would be on the Narendra Modi government to see how it walks the tightrope of protecting its shores and trade ties while preventing any diplomatic upheaval amidst a worsening conflict. This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at the rate of Prasad Aditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.